Howdy, neighbors. Good morning, everybody. Ron Hayes, Radio Oklahoma Network. Checking agricultural news up next.
Make plans to attend the Chris Black 18th Annual Cream of the Crop Bred Female and Bull Sale, Saturday, June 8th at 12:30 at the ranch near Crawford, Oklahoma, featuring 375 head of AI-bred fall calving heifers and cows, along with 25 20- to 24-month-old stout herd bull prospects, which are ready to go to work. Most breeds will be represented in volume. For a sale catalog, videos, and sale information, go to blackherfordranch.com or call 580-309-0712.
For decades, Oklahoma's oil and natural gas producers and royalty owners have voluntarily cleaned up abandoned well sites, restoring land across the state.
What we had was nothing but waste.
Somebody was telling us about them. OERB.
They did exactly what they said they were going to do. And you know what? It didn't cost me a penny.
Learn more about the industry's ongoing commitment at oerb.com/restoration.
USDA has determined that it cannot provide trade relief payments to farmers for unplanted acres after all, according to a report from AgriPulse. A department spokesman did not confirm or deny that USDA had made a final decision. The department last month announced it would pay $14.5 billion directly to producers affected by President Trump's trade war at a rate determined partly by the farmers' total plantings of program crops, and growers who don't put a crop in the ground this year would not be eligible. That prompted some concern from ag economists that producers might plant just to collect a trade aid check when otherwise they wouldn't. Ag Secretary Sonny Perdue indicated that USDA at that point, after they announced the $14.5 billion deal, that USDA would review whether it could legally offer aid for unplanted acres. He cautioned this week that you have to have something to sell or trade for a tariff impact. But some farm groups have made the case that trade tensions also affect producers' crop insurance coverage for when they can't plant due to the weather. Now, let's talk about the 2019 hard red winter wheat harvest in southern Oklahoma. We've had some harvest done, but it's not been a lot thus far. Kim Anderson says that the early indications are we've got really a pretty good crop out there in the field if we can get it in.
The early indications of on yield are is that, well, I talked to one elevator, and they're coming in at 50 to 70 bushels an acre, but now it just started. We don't have enough harvest completed to know what it's going to be like when we go through the rest of the state. So that's still out. But the odds are our acres are going to be down from the rain, probably around 15%. But I think our yields, as long as it dries out and we can get this wheat in, I think our yields are going to be well above average.
Dr. Anderson says weather always gives us something to worry about at harvest season. The rains that continue to be out there that have been slowing progress. The other thing to worry about right now, what President Trump is doing in regards to potential tariffs against the Mexican economy and everything that comes out of Mexico could mean retaliation against products coming from the United States if this thing can't be resolved fairly quickly regarding the immigration issues that the president has brought up. Dr. Anderson says that Mexican market really important for Oklahoma wheat producers.
Mexico, you know, remember this last year, they bought one cargo of Russian wheat. Russia probably chomping at the bits to get into that market. There's also Argentine wheat that can come into Mexico. I think if that tariff situation could have a relatively big impact on the Oklahoma, Kansas wheat situation, that wheat moving south, and Mexico's our number one buyer of exported wheat.
Dr. Kim Anderson, you got farm news on Ron.
National Livestock, they've been around since 1932, and they're dedicated to being your first choice for cattle marketing, order buying services, and cattle financing. Because of the cooperative structure and spirit, the employees and directors of the National Livestock family of companies are committed to the success of the cattle industry and those involved in the cattle business. Whether you're buying or selling cattle or looking for financing, their staff's knowledge and experience is unparalleled. For more information, contact National Livestock Credit at 1-800-310-0220.
And that's your farm news. I'm Ron Hayes.